Okay, today is Daf Tes Zayim. We are on Tes Vav Amud Beis.
Three lines
from the bottom. So the Gemara wanted to know, how do you know that a Zor is not allowed to do Avoda? Right? How do you know that? The Mishnah said a whole list of people that can't do Avoda. Not only that, if they do the Avoda is puzzle. How do you know that? Where does it say in the Torah Zor can't do Avoda? So the first Limud the Gemara came up with, it was a very unusual limud, a very funny limud, where it said, it says in this week's parsha, Dabar el b'nei Yisrael, Dabar el Aaron b'el banav, v'yinozru, they should be removed, withdrawn, mikodje b'nei Yisrael, from the holiness of the b'nei Yisrael, when they are tamei. That's what the pasuk is talking. That's what the pasuk is talking about tumah. So therefore, and then the Gemara had a whole drasha how that gets to Jews, because it's extra with b'nei Yisrael, fine. That was yesterday's drasha. Now, again, third line from the bottom on Tes Vav Amud Beis. Devei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, in the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel, they had a different vart. Isya b'kal v'chomer mibalmum. It's a kal v'chomer from a balmum. A balmum is a kohen with a mum. Now, ma balmum. You have a kohen who's balmum. Shem avad chilel. If he did the avoda, he ruined the avoda. It's a chilel. It doesn't count. Nevertheless, what? Ma balmum. Sha'ochel. I'm sorry, he's ochel. Meaning, he's allowed to eat karbonos of balmum. He's a full-fledged kohen. He's allowed to eat, partake, just he can't do avoda. Ima vachilel. Kizotait. So a zar. She'ena ochel. He's not allowed to eat from that avoda. Not allowed to eat from a kohen's portion. Not allowed to. He's not a kohen. Eino din shema vachilel. So for sure, if he works on it, he's going to be chilel. For sure. Mala balmum. One second, but a balmum is different. Shekein asabo korov kemakriv. There are two kinds of mums. There's a balmum on the kohen, and there's a balmum on the animal. Maybe that's why. Therefore what? Maybe therefore what?
It's not really like.
What?
So it may not look right for a korban.
That's why a balmum is a problem. Maybe that's why it's a problem. That's why a balmum is allowed to eat. That's why a balmum is more makel. Tomar, about. Balmum, shekein osabok karov kamakriv. There's a karov balmum, and a makriv can also be a balmum. The animal also could be a balmum. So therefore what? Therefore you can't compare a balmum to a zor, which we're trying to do. Says the Gemara. Tamei yochiach. A tamei will come and disprove that. Why? Because not, as Rashi points out in the second wide line, shelo osabok karov kamakriv. There's no such thing as a live animal being tamei. No such thing. Shein Behema mekabelas tuma mechayim. There's no way an animal, a live animal, could ever become tamei. She hakoed tamei mechayim. As human beings, can become tamei when they're alive. They're the only live creatures that can become tamei. Animals never can. Uksiv yinazru v'leichalu alma tamei she'avad chilel. So a tamei who can't, there's no tuma by the makriv, there's no tuma by the animal, yet a tamei is not can do the avoda. The Chazar Adin goes back in a circle. Lo rizek rizeh, lo rizek rizeh. A balmum is not like a zor. A tom is not like a zor. Not all the same. However, hatzad hashav shebehen, the bottom line is, shemut harin, they're not allowed to do it. V'im of do, and if they did do it, chilu. Shemut harin. So they're warned. They're not allowed to do it. V'im of do, and they did it, chilu. They ruin it. They profane it. It's not a valid carbon. Af ani avizar. So too, I will add on a zar. Shemuhu muzar. He's warned not to do it. Where's he warned not to do it? Vim avdu. And if he did it, chilel. He ruined it. Minala de muzar. Where does it say he's warned? Where does it say he's warned? Im mi vinazru. If it's from the pasuk of yesterday, that vinazru means they have to be separated. So it was a lima there that a Yisrael can't do avoda. Chilel begufek zivbe. It says chilel in the pasuk straight out. It says in that pasuk v'inazru. It says v'lo yichalu Hashem kachi. You're not going to admit. So Rashi says kal v'chomer lamali. What lamalach? What do we need the kal v'chomer for? So that can't be the raya that a zar can't. That's not the warning for a zar. That's the warning for a zar. I don't need the kal v'chomer. So the Gemara says. Ella, rather, vizar mi vizar lo yakriv alechem. It says a czar can't bring a carbon. Now, how do we know that even if he brings it, it's no good? Kavachomer. That's not really kavachomer. It's really a ma'atzad from Balmum and Tomei. Now the Gemara says Ikel LeBifruch. That's a kash on this limud. Ma'atzad Hashav Shebehen. What's the common denominator between a Balmum and a Tomei? Shekin Lo Hotru Bibama. That's not mutter in a bama. A balmum could not serve in a bama. A tame person could not serve in a bama. However, a czar could serve in a bama. What's that? Says Rashi. It's very long Rashi with very, very, very difficult Rashi when he says something crazy. It's very difficult. Rashi says, Malat Adashava, Sheke Lo Hutru Babama. There's no heter for a czar. Bibamas Yachid, right? Bishas heter bamos, by a private bama when bamas were allowed. We said on Friday, it's a very funny thing that the Gemara is going to bring up something which only existed for 50 years in history as a raya that this kavachomer, this limud is an invalid limud. Very funny thing. What does it say? The Dan Perak Basra, in the last parak of Zvachim we're going to learn, Hazman v'hanoser v'hatamei, Zman, noser, and tamei, those three issues, Shavin bazeh ubazeh. That applied by Obama. Right? You couldn't say, I guess, not sure what Zman means. Zman of eating, maybe means that. No, sir. Tame, all that applied. Ubebraisa Tanya, all the Dvarim Shezvasa Babama Katana Labama Gadola, the things that were similar to the Bama Katana and Obama Gadola, Dam, Matir, Dam Matir, Ubefagel, Umumin, all these issues. Dam, Matir, Pigle, Mumin. Tomar Bizar, Shekasher Babama. A czar is kosher in a bama. A czar can bring a bama. You don't have to be a kohen for that.
Not if he's
tommy. But we're talking about not tommy. We're talking about tar. Kiditnan, hasam, elu dvarim shebein bama gedolo lebama katana. How are they similar? The katani, hasam, kihun, you don't need a kohen for that. Ubig de shares. If you don't need a kohen, you don't need big de kahuna either. You don't need big de kahuna, you don't need a kohen. Ukroi namin mucherei. And the Pesukim also say that it's true. Begidon, Umanoach, Ushmuel, Shekrivu Babama. Because Gidon, Manoach, and Shmuel brought Bamas. As we showed him, have a very big time, Achronim, with that last line here. Because Shmuel, it's a complicated historical question what Rashi's talking about. If the Bamas were permitted during all three of these people's lives. Anyway, the point... When Shmuel came back.
When Shaul came back.
Yeah.
With the animals. That's when he did it.
So I know. I know. So what was the bummer there? So anyway, so okay, that's what Rashi says. So since a czar is allowed to bring a bummer, a private bummer, a czar is allowed, you see that they're not really the same as Tomei and Balmum, who are not allowed even in a private bummer. So it's an unfair, improper comparison. Improper limud. So, the Gemara says, you're right. Lo tema tame yochiach, you're right. So we take tame out of the equation. Ela ema onein yochiach. Onein. What's an onein? Onein is somebody whose relative passed away, didn't have a chance to bury them yet. So such an onein can't do avoda. Right? Mala onein shekein usur b'meiser. Right. But an onein is not allowed to eat mice or sheni. Onein is not allowed to eat mice or sheni, and a czar is, and a balmum is. I don't know if a tummy is. I don't know. We took tummy out. Now balmum yochiach. A balmum will come back because a balmum is allowed to eat mice. V'chazer adin. Go back in a circle. Lo rizeh kurizeh hatzad shav shaben shamut harin. You're not allowed to do it. So therefore we're going to include who can do avoda, a balmum, and an onein. Also a czar. Hachanami lemifrach. Malas adashav shebehen. One second. What in what way are a balmum and an onein similar? Shekein lehudru b'bama. They're also not allowed to go in a bama. And a czar is. Maskeflor f'svama b'reid r'arava. Man leim alon da onein asim b'bama. Who told you onein can't go in a bama? Who told you that? Who said an onein can't be rocked on a bama? Where'd you get that from? Dilma shay b'bama. Maybe he can go in a bama. So if you can go in a bama, we have a rock solid limud. How do you know a Zohar can't do Avoda? It's learned out from Balmum and Onin. Rav Misharshi Omar?
Weird, something that's never going to be in practice again.
It's very weird. Not only was never going to be, it was only a very short time in history.
But I love the stance, that's why.
What?
But I love the stance.
I'm surprised that they didn't bring Arias from, let's say, Har Sinai, when they also broke Korbanos. It's even more rare. You know? You find some rare thing where it was some exception to the rule.
Some of these things they're not bad for.
No.
Yeah.
The Bama plot, the Bama has the rules, even though it's just something that just didn't happen often.
Right. That's the point. The point is it existed. Okay, so it was a short time. So what? But it had set up some rules. So okay, so but the point is, we set up some rules, and those rules govern. So if those rules govern, it's a kasha. Rav Misharshi Amar, is it kavachomer miyoshev? No, different kavachomer. Kavachomer from yoshev. What's yoshev? You're not allowed to do the avoda sitting down, right? It can't be some rocking chair shechting. You can't do that. You have to be standing up. Ma yoshev sheochal imav achilo. Now is a yoshev allowed to eat from the kavanos? Of course. Imav achilo zor sheino ochel. Eino din shem avachilo. So zor is not allowed to eat from the avoda. So for sure it's a chilo. Mal yoshev shekin pasul leedus. But a yoshev is pasul leedus. You're not allowed to give edus sitting down. Now what kind of perche is this from left field from edus? Till now we've always been in the world of karbanos.
Right.
Now no, yoshev can't give edus. So therefore what? So therefore yoshev is different and the limit's not proper. So Gemara says no, yoshev tamal chacham. A Talmud Chacham is allowed to sit to give testimony, to give Eidah. He's allowed to. Yeah, but Mal Shem Yoshev Shekim Pasul Eidah. But the category of Yoshev is Pasul for Eidah. He found some Gadol Hador who's allowed to sit. But the category is Pasul Eidah. Says the Gemara, Shem Yoshev Lo Parach. That category is not a Kasha. It's not a Kasha, because I found you someone who is allowed to sit. Most people are not allowed to. So what? Most people are not allowed to. I found you someone who's Mutter. The M Talmud Lomar Parach. And if you want to tell me it's a kasha, that's a valid kasha, how could Yoshev be a limud? Yoshev, no one's allowed to sit. One guy's allowed to sit. Lamai said no one's allowed to sit. Ma ishi me Yoshev umechad de mehanach. You can live out of Yoshev and one of the other ones. What are the other ones? Either an onain, or a balmum, or a tame. Either one you want. Pick whichever one you want. So among all those, because those, there is no heter. Whatever heter you have, you don't have by Yoshev. So between the two of them, you have a kavachomer. It's not really a kavachomer. It's more of a limud. That what? Those two cannot do avoda. So two azar can't do avoda.
It's not a status sitting. You just get up.
No, so he did the avoda sitting down. He's going to do the shechita sitting down. So you're not allowed to do that. It's a pasul carbon, right. Now, the Yoshev de kasher b'bama minolan. Who told you Yoshev is kasher in Obama? Right? Amar Kra, did I skip?
No.
The Yoshev, the kasher, Obama, in Olam. How do you know Yoshev is kosher in Obama? By Obama, you could sit down. Amar Kra, v'yam v'lefnei Hashem l'shar. So, l'fnei Hashem, follow l'fnei Obama. Yeah, before Hashem and not before Obama. Okay, very good. Now, there's a whole daf like this today. Just limud him, so it's easy. It's the whole cup a little bit, but it's not hard. It's much easier than the past week. Onin, what about an onin? Says the Gemara, Minalan. How do you know an onin can't do avoda? What does it say an onin can't do avoda? Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Where am I? Dichsev, umen amikdash lo yetze. This week's parsha. A Kohen Gadol can serve when he's an onin. He's allowed to. Men amikdash lo yetze, v'lo yichalo. And he's not gonna, and he can't go to the funeral of his parent and be mechilel. Ha'acher shelo yatza chilel. Somebody else, a different kohen, who does the avoda. If a given kohen does the avoda, he is chilel. So what do you see? It doesn't say that an onin can't do avoda. It's derived from the fact that a kohen gadol can do avoda.
Why don't you just do it from another navio?
What? We're going to get to that right now. Another navio. We're going to get to that right now. What? We're going to get to that right now. So the first man to Omar, learns it out from the parsha of the Kohen Gadol. The Torah specifically says a Kohen Gadol can, and when he's an Onain, can still do avoda. we're going to derive an onain, a kargadol, yeah, but not a regular kohen. Now you don't have to accept that diuk, right? Right? Like when someone says to his kid, you can't have ice cream. Oh, so ice cream I can't have, but chocolate I can have. Who made a deal like that? So it says you can't have, a kohen gadol can do a voda. So I'm making a deal, but a regular kohen can. And the only reason I keep saying this is because someone's going to argue on that. Now, on the day of Parsha Shmini, which was the first day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, there were three se'irim brought that day. Three se'irim. Number one, there was a seer of Rosh Chodesh. Number two, there was a seer of Nachshon Ben Aminadav. And number three, there was a seer of a special seer brought as a miluim because the Beis Hamikdash, the Mishkan, was being inaugurated. Those three. In those three, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Mehacha. Rabbi Eliezer says like this. Moshe got upset at Aaron and said to Aaron, why did you burn the seer? Which seer? Rashi here says the seer of Rosh Chodesh. Why did you burn the one of Rosh Chodesh? Why didn't you eat it? So Aaron says back to Moshe, Right. So Aaron says back to Moshe, Hein Hikrivu? You think my kids brought it? you think my kids brought it? No. Ani Ikrafti. I brought it.
So.
I'm a Kohen Gadol. Right? Michlal. What do you see from here? The E, Inhu Ikraf, if they would have brought it, Shapir Ish Darfuf. He wouldn't have had a kasha why it was burnt. Wouldn't have bothered him. I understand that Onan can't, they're Onan. Aaron's also an Onan. But Aaron's allowed to do it. So Rashi says, Hein Hikrivu, Hein Hayom Hikrivu, right? Mitshuvaso shel Aaron, gesund, from Aaron's answer, Atalomed Ma Omer Lo Moshe. You hear what Moshe was asking. Madua Lo Achaltem, why didn't you eat the Rosh Chodesh one? Shema Hikrivu Baninas? Maybe it was because you brought it in Aninas? And that's why you didn't eat it? Shahoyu Anunim Alodav Aviyu? Because they were owning him about regarding Yonatan Aviyu, Vipaslua, and therefore it was puzzle. And Moshe said to Aaron, is that why? Hein Hikrivu, because they brought it? Is that why? Ulakach Nisrifa, and that's why you brought it? Amalu Aaron, Vichi Hein Hikrivu, they didn't bring it. Ani, hello, Hedyotos Hein, Upsul Slavoda, they couldn't bring it, they're Hedyotos. They're Kohen Hedyotos, they can't do a vote, they're Aninim, they're owning him. Ani Grafti, I brought it. Shamar Delo, Vasif Karbana Am. Vani Kohen Gadol, Umakriv Onin. Umechlal to e inu egriv shapirish darvuf. If they would have brought it, Moshe, they would make perfect sense why you burn it. Why? Because if an oni does avod, it's chilel. V'loha yomoshe omar lehem adu alo achaltem. Moshe never would have said why didn't you eat it. So why taka did Aaron burn it? Why taka did he burn it? The reason he burnt it was because an oni is allowed to do avoda, but an oni is not allowed to eat kachem. So there was nobody to eat it. He's the only three kahanim alive. Aaron and his two sons. Two sons are owning it. They for sure can't eat it. And he's not a mock of it, but he can't eat it, so he burnt it.
So was Moshe angry then?
Moshe didn't know all that. No, he wasn't angry. He was asking, Hein Hikrivu? Did they bring it? That makes sense. No, I brought it. Why did I burn it? There's a machlokas in the Gemara why he burnt it. Some say because he couldn't eat it. Some say because it got tummy. So that's why the Gemara is going to ask. Why are there two split explanations? So
the carbon
cat tummy? What? Yeah. Rabbi Elazar, my time alone, Amar, me yete. Why couldn't Rabbi Elazar learn it out from Minamikdishol yete? A Kohen Gadol could do avoda when I eat him. Kohen Hedyot not. What does he bring up another Venaviyu for? The answer is, Amalach, Miksiv, Ha'acher, Shalom Yotzechilo. I don't agree with that derivation. I don't agree with that. It says a Kohen Gadol can do avoda even when it's an onin. What about a Kohen Hedyot? I have no idea. I'm going to derive. That's what I'm saying. The kid can eat chocolate. And he can't eat ice cream? It's not a fair derivation. I don't agree with that. The Idach. And the other one. My time alo amar mehan ikrivu. Why didn't he hold from the story with Aaron and Moshe? It's a beferish raya that an onain is allowed to do avoda only when he's a kohen gadol, not when he's a kohen hedyot. The answer is, kasavar b'metuma nisrafa. No, the reason why Aaron didn't eat it was because it got tummy. Right? The very small Tanya, okay.
What kind of Tame?
The carve, they got Tame, because they were I guess I don't know how Katame. Katame. So therefore that's why Aaron couldn't eat it. Katame. You're not allowed to eat Tame meat.
Who was Tame?
What?
Who was Tame?
The meat got Tame. The very long Rashi, how very long Rashi here. Right? How to Katame? His Rashi says it got Tame by mistake.
What?
It was a mistake, it got Tame somehow. It got Tame somehow.
And then it brings up a whole bunch of problems.
Yeah.
So why would we even do that?
Why?
You have to bring it again.
Right. Right, okay. Right, so Rashi goes, the machlokes somewhere else, why Aaron didn't eat it. Some say because it got Tame, some say because there was nobody to eat it, because he couldn't eat it, he's an Onim. He makrovid he could do, but he couldn't eat it, so he burnt it. Okay. It does seem that from the pasuk that way. I agree with you. Now next, Devei Reb Yishmael Tana Issy Bekal V'Chomer Mibal Mum. No, you know how we know that a Onain can't do avoda? It's a Kal V'Chomer from a Bal Mum. What's the Kal V'Chomer? Ma Bal Mum She'Ochel. Ema Bachilel. A Bal Mum is allowed to eat karbanos. Kohi's a Bal Mum allowed to eat karbanos. Nevertheless, if he does the avoda, it's Chilel. So Onain, Shein Ochel, Onain not allowed to eat. Eino din sheba b'chilo. So for sure, says the Gemara, ma balmum shekin asabo kriven b'makriven. But a balmum is different, because a balmum, there's a psul on the person, also a psul on the animal. There's no such thing as an Onain, animal can't be an Onain, no such thing, right? So Zar yochiach, Azar will disprove that. But ma lazar shekin eino takana. Azar can't get fixed. A balmum can, and an Onain also can. Balmum yochiach. Balmum will disprove that. Why? Because even though he can get fixed, he's still puzzled. Chazar din. Lo rizek rizeh. Lo rizek rizeh. Hashad ha-shavish ha-behen. The common denominator between a balmum and a zor is shemuz harin. They're not allowed to do it. V'imavdu chilel. Afani avi onein shemuzar v'imavad chilel. Now, heichon muzar. Where is an onein warned? Where does it say the onein can't do it? Where does it say that? We derive from our own. Where does it say it though? So, if it's from the Pasuk of Mene Mikdash Lo Yetzei, that a Kohen Gadol can't leave, which implies a Kohen Hedyo can, right? So, Chila Gufek Sivbe, it says Chila straight out in the Pasuk. Ella, rather, Mehein Hikrivu. No, it must be from the Pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe said, Hein Hikrivu, did they bring it? Which implies that they're not allowed to. Kasavar, the Aninos, Nisrafa. This Tana must hold that the reason why the carbon there was burnt on the Miluim was because it got Tame. Ikalamifra, one second, the Kasha. Malatara Shavashabahen, what's the common denominator? By Mbalmum. And a Zor, Shekin Lo Hutra Michlalo. Right? Shalohutra Michlolo. A Balmum and a Zor can never do Avoda. Never can they do Avoda. However, there is a situation where someone who's an Onin can do Avoda. No? Kohen Gadol.
Right.
So it's not the same. Right? That's what Rashi says. Zoru Balmum, Michlali Surin, Shinesi, Ramikdash, Lo Hutru, Eitzel Shum, Karva. Never mutter. The low etel shum adam. No human being can ever azar or a balm. Never. Tomar ba'onin shotem mechlalo. It's a kol and gadol. That's an exception. So therefore, the limud's not proper because they're not the same. So Gemara says tamei yochiach. Tamei will disprove that because even if a kol and gadol is tamei, he still can't do a voda. Says the Gemara, even worse. Malatamei shekin metamei. But a Tame can make someone else Tame. You're a Zor, you can't make someone else a Zor. A Tame can make someone else Tame. He's worse. So the Gemara says, Hanach, right? Hanach Yochichu. The Zor and the Balmum will disprove that. For Chazar Adin. Hatzalah Shavah Shebehen. What's the bottom line? Shamuz Harin. They're not allowed to do it. So too, I'm going to include an Onin also. Balifroch. Still a Kasha. Malatzalah Shavah Shebehen. What's the common denominator of a Zor, Balmum, and a Tame? Shekein lo hutru michlalo etel kohen gadol biyachid. Sorry, lo hutru michlalo etel kohen gadol bekarbon yachid. Right? They can never, a Kohen Gadol can't bring any, right, a Kohen Gadol can't bring Avodah, can't do Avodah in any of those situations. If he's a Balmum, if he's Tomei, and Zar, it can't be a Zar, it's not he's a Kohen. However, a Kohen Gadol can bring a carbon when he's an Onin. Right? So the Gemara answers, that's not a Kasha. Right? Shem Tumah Mia Ishtarai. The status of Tumah, Shem Tumah, is permitted by a carbon Tzibur. Rashi explains, you go in Tzibur. That's not a Pircha. That's not a Pircha. What was the Pircha? The Pircha was that a Kohen Gadol is allowed to bring Avodah when he's an Onin. Right? That there's no heter forever for a Kohen Gadol. However, by an Onin, there is a heter. A Kohen Gadol can bring a carbon when he's a heter. So the Gemara answers, that there's Tumah by a Tzibur, the carbon can be brought. If the whole Klai Yisrael is Tameh, you can bring the carbon. So therefore what? Shem Tumah Mi Ishtarei. Right? So by a carbon sibur, it's mutter. Therefore, Rashi says it's not a. Rashi, look at Rashi. Rashi explained very well. Kigon sibur, hilkach lav pirchi. So it's not a kasha. The fact that a Kohen Gadol can bring a carbon when he's an oneg. Why not? Why is that not a kasha? V'kasha lamalul lemer tamei yochiach. Then why is tamei here thrown in? Bizar nami mishkachas la dehutter shem zeiris babama. A zar could also bring a bayabama. It's also an exception. That's not an exception. Shaharei lo nethar shamei olam. It was never usher again. Aval onein hutter mechlolo sharei nesar b'mikdash etzel kohen hedyot. In other words, this issue by a onein is different than a zar and a bama. Rashi is already alluding that only was a temporary thing. For the rest of history, no such thing. By an onein, there is such a thing. So tumas yichiach. Okay. V'shem tumi yishtura. Fine. Mavisharshia Omar, Issa Bakava Chomer me Yoshev. We could bring a raya, a Kava Chomer from Yoshev. What's Yoshev? Ma Yoshev, Sheochel, Himavachilel. If a guy's sitting down, he's allowed to eat. But he can't do a voda. Odin, she ain't ochel, ain't did Himavachilel? So for sure not. Ma Li Yoshev, but Yoshev is different. Why? She came Pasol Eidos. He's Pasol Le Eidos. Me Yoshev Tamachacham. We'll get one out from Yoshev Tamachacham. Mal Shem Yoshev Shekin Pasal Eidus. What about the category of Yoshev is Pasal Eidus? It says, the Gemara Shem Yoshev Lo Parach. That's not a kasha. What? Because he found me one funny case where Yoshev is allowed to do a vote, allowed to do Eidus by a Gadol Adar. That's not an exception. The rule is that Yoshev can't give Eidus. Right. That's a vote, I think. I don't know. It's a good question.
Only one person.
Yeah, that's right. Same thing.
Right?
Only a Kohen Gadol can.
Right. Vimtim Tzalom HaParach. And by the way, if you want to tell me it is a kasha, Ma Vimtim Tzalom HaParach, Issa Miyoshev B'chad Mehanach. Then you could have bring a raya from Yoshev and one of the other ones. What are the other ones? Balmum, Zar, Tomei. So we have a raya. Okay? Next. This Gemara is actually a little hard.
Isn't the problem with Yoshev that it looks like favoritism? And
Why? Because the Gadol Adar let it sit? So it's not favoritism. There's a pasuk that learns it out. There's a pasuk that will learn it out. I don't remember what the pasuk was.
I thought it was because it looks like favoritism and it looks like... Alright.
Okay. Okay. So the next Gemara, you got to put your thinking cap on. Onin pasul. Yes. Onin pasul. An Onin's pasul. An Onin can't do avoda. Says the Gemara. Amar Rava. Says Rava. Lo shanu el b'karben yachid. That's only true by a carbon yachid. That what? That an onin can't do a voda only by a carbon yachid. Avo b'carbon tzibur meratze. But if it's a carbon tzibur, it's okay. Why? Kavachomer mituma. It's a kavachomer. What's the kavachomer? Ma tuma. Shalohutru michlala eitel kohen gadol. B'carbon yachid, if a kohen gadol is tummy, can he do a voda? No, he can't. Nevertheless, Hutra, Eitzel Kohen, Eitzel Hedyot, the carbon Tzibur, if the whole Klai Yisrael is Tamei, can a Kohen Hedyot do Avoda? Yes. Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. Kohen Hedyot can do Avoda. Can a Kohen Gadol do Avoda when he's Tamei? if nobody's tummy?
No.
No. But if the whole Klal Yisrael's tummy, a Kohen head yod even could do avoda. Right? So aninus, so an onin, shahutra mechlala etel Kohen Gadol b'karban yachid. So when it comes to aninus, can a Kohen Gadol do even a karban yachid? Yes. Yes. Yes, he can. Right? You show up with your little Ola, he'll do it. Eno din, so shahutra etel Kohen head yod b'karban tibur. So then, can an onain, Kohen head yod, perform for a tibur? You hear that, Kal v'chomer? It's a valid Kal v'chomer. Think about it. If a Kohen gadol can't do avodah b'tumah, right. Yet a Kohen head yod can, when can he? If it's a tibur, right. So a Kohen gadol who can serve ba'aninos, right. Even for a Kohen head yod, even for a karban yachid. Ain't no din that a Kohen Gadol, that a Kohen head yod can serve ba'aninas for a carbon tibur. Therefore, Rava said, "Onin's possible only for a carbon, only for a Kohen yachid, for a carbon yachid, not for a carbon tibur." It's a kal v'chomer.
But Kohen Gadol can make it also for
the. What?
A Kohen Gadol who's tame can also make it tibur if everyone's tame.
Exactly.
Correct, but since a Kohen Gadol cannot do avoda for tuma by a carbon yachid, yet but Onin he can. So a carbon tzibur where a Kohen head yod can work betuma, so too he can work by an inus betuma. That's the Kal v'chomer. The problem with that Kal v'chomer is it makes sense. You don't get it? I'll do it, say it again. A Kohen gadol. Can a Kohen gadol serve betuma by a carbon yachid? No. Nobody can. Even a Kohen head yod can't.
Yeah,
however, when it's a carbon tzibur, but by the way, forget the Kohen head yod, even a Kohen gadol can't.
Right.
What about if it's a carbon tzibur?
Everybody
can.
Yeah.
So in aninus, when a carbon Kohen gadol can work, can do it, so certainly by a tzibur, a Kohen head yod should be able to do it. That's the Kal v'chomer. The problem with the Kal v'chomer is not that logic we're talking about. The problem is if you allow this Kal v'chomer, then you just undid all Hilchos Karbanos, as the Gemara will now explain. If you allow this Kal v'chomer, you've undone all Hilchos Karbanos. How so? What?
It's not such a clean Kal
v'chomer. You're saying it's not
clean. It's coming.
Now, Maskifla Rav Ahiloi. Maskifla Rav Ahiloi. Rav Eloy asked the kasha on this Kal v'chomer. Three kashas. Number one, lo tusar aninus etel Kohen Gadol b'karban yachid mikal v'chomer. If that's true, then a karban yachid, an onain Kohen Gadol, should not be allowed to do it. And he is allowed to. We're going to have a Kal v'chomer now where he should not be allowed to. Why? Ma tumah. You have tumah. Shehutra etel Kohen head yod b'tzibur. The whole Klal Yisrael is tameh. Can a Kohen head yod do avodah b'tzibur? Yes. Lo hutra etzel Kohen Gadol. But a Karban Yachid can't. Even a Kohen Gadol can't. So, aninus. You have a case of aninus. Right? Shelo hutra etzel Kohen Hedyot b'karban tibur. Where a Kohen Hedyot cannot serve by aninus, even if it's for a Karban tibur. Eno din. Shelo hutra etzel Kohen Gadol b'karban Yachid. So that a Kohen Gadol also can't serve an Nizm Kohen Gadol Karban Yachid? And that's not true. That Kal v'chomer will lead to a crazy result. It'll lead to a wrong halacha. Number two. V'tosar tumah eitzel Kohen Gadol b'Karban Yachid b'Kal v'chomer. And I can make a Kal v'chomer, which will get me to the point that a Kohen Gadol can serve b'tumah, even by a Karban Yachid. I'll make the same crazy Kal v'chomer. I'll get to the same result. How so? Ma aninus. You have aninus. Shelo hutra etzel Kohen head yod b'karban tzibur. Can a Kohen head yod serve aninus? Never. Tomar hutra etzel Kohen gadol b'karban yachid. But a Kohen gadol can serve b'tuma as a karban yachid. I'm sorry. Baninus b'karban yachid. So tuma shehutra etzel Kohen head yod b'karban tzibur. So a tuma which a karban tzibur, a Kohen head yod can serve. Eno din. Shehutra etzel Kohen gadol b'karban yachid. So then a Kohen Gadol should be able to serve betuma on a Karban Yachid. And that's not the halacha. So what do you see? That the kal vachomer that we wanted, that Rava wanted to have, will lead to wrong halachas.
Right.
Number three, third wrong halacha. V'lo tutsar tuma eitzel kohen hedyot b'karben tzibur mikal vachomer. We should not allow a carbon hedyot, a kohen hedyot, to serve by a carbon tzibur b'tuma. And they're allowed to do that. Well, the kal vachomer should not be allowed to. What's the kal vachomer? Uma aninos. You have aninos. Shehutra eitzel kohen gadol b'karben yachid. By a carbon yachid and a kohen gadol. Aninus is mutter? Yes. Yachid lahutra etzel kohen hedyot be carbon tzibur. A yachid, a kohen hedyot cannot serve the aninus. Cannot serve the aninus by a kohen hedyot, right? So tuma shelo hutra etzel kohen gadol be carbon yachid. So tuma by a kohen gadol for a carbon yachid is not allowed. Eino din. Shalot tusar b'korin hedyot b'korin tzibur. So then a korin hedyot who's working b'tzibur should not be allowed to bring a korban b'tuma, and that's not the halacha. Therefore, Rava, your kavachomer is incorrect. Your kavachomer is incorrect. Now, it could be what everybody here was saying, why they didn't like the kavachomer, was really these reasons, really these issues. But they, you need the Gemara to flesh it out. It doesn't sound right. Right? It doesn't sound right. Right? It didn't sound right.
Why not? Because you're comparing Kohen Hedyot to Kohen Gadol when the two of them are not the same.
Right.
Right.
And you're comparing Onein and Tumah, and they're also not the same. So that'll lead to wrong halachas. Right? Therefore, the Kal Vachomer is improper. Okay? Lotusa, Lotusa, Aninas, Tumah, Tumah, Yachid, Yachid, Tzibor, Simon. One more line. Ella. Therefore, all these, so Rava made a Kal Vachomer, but there are Pirchas on the Kal Vachomer, and the Pirchas are very strong. The Pirchas are very compelling. So, Kal Chada V'Chada Teku Biduchte. Everything stays where it is. Right? Therefore what? Therefore, when we matered Aninus for a Kohen Gadol, when an Onin is allowed, a Kohen Gadol is allowed to be an Onin, when is that? It's for a carbon yachid and for a carbon tzibur. They're both. A kohen gadol could do both. When we didn't allow a kohen hedyot for aninas, it's both by a kohen hedyot and by a kohen and by a carbon hedyot, by a carbon tzibur and by a carbon yachid. Right? A kohen hedyot who's an onin, he can't do any avoda. Doesn't make a difference which carbon it is. Right? Now, when we allowed tuma by a carbon tzibur, tuma hutra b'tzibur, we allowed tuma by a carbon tzibur. That's both for a kohen gadol and for a Kohen Hedyot. Both. Right? And when we asered Tuma by a Kohen, by a Korban Yachid, that's both a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyot. And all the halachas that we all know stayed. None of these Kal Vachomers are good, because they all would lead to wrong halachas. Okay, so we'll stop right here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Wow.